This day, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our gospel reading for today, 1 week after Easter, we, like the disciples, encounter the risen Jesus. He has been raised from the dead for some time and is appearing to all of his disciples. This is a famous section from the Gospel of John, because in it is the story of Thomas, more commonly known as Doubting Thomas. The disciple Thomas refuses to believe that Jesus is raised unless he sees his hands and the cut in his side from the spear. Of course, the lesson in this story of Thomas is that those who believe who have not seen the physical Jesus will be blessed. Our Lord says, "Blessed are those who have not seen, yet have come to believe." Then we are told that this very book, the Gospel of John, has been written for us, those of us who will never see Jesus in the flesh. It has been written so that we too might come to know the deeds of Jesus and believe in him, and through belief in him, have life in his name. Although the story of Doubting Thomas is very famous, and the phrase Doubting Thomas has made it into the colloquial sayings of our culture, for one who does not believe without seeing, there is much more going on in our gospel story that we read for today. John has added in many details about us, the church, as disciples of Jesus, and how we relate to the risen Lord. Our gospel reading today begins with the disciples living in fear. The disciples have gathered on the evening of the first day of the week, the text tells us. They have gathered on Sunday night, and they are in a locked house because they are scared that the religious authorities are going to come after them. Jesus says to them when he arrives, "Peace be with you." He says this phrase to them again and again, trying to lessen their fear and exhort them to do his work here on earth. It reminds us of the story when Jesus is in the boat with his disciples crossing the sea. A storm arises and the disciples are very scared, and Jesus says to them, "Peace, peace, be still." Jesus is the one that has the authority, and Jesus is the one who brings peace to his disciples, to his church, in the midst of its fear. Jesus is still the one that has authority to bring peace to us as individuals and peace to us as the church. Throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus makes many appearances to his disciples in his bodily form, and he always appears to them when they are gathered together on a Sunday. Here we are told that Jesus comes to them on the first day of the week when they are gathered together, and then when he goes to see Thomas, he goes a week later, on a Sunday, when all of the disciples are gathered together. This is not an insignificant detail that John has added into his gospel that should be overlooked. Jesus always appears to his disciples in bodily form on a Sunday when they are gathered together. I said that this section of the gospel has a lot to do with how we as the church relate to our Lord, and this is a major part of this. John is trying to tell us something. First, we are the disciples, we are the church, and we are called to gather together. And although this has changed for a variety of reasons, Sunday is the day that we as the church are called to gather together. And when we do gather together as the church, something will happen, John is trying to tell us. We will meet Christ. Christ is here with us when we gather as the disciples of Jesus, when we gather as the church. And not only is Christ present with us when we gather in some spiritual way or some other worldly way, he is here with us in bodily form when we take the bread and wine of the Eucharist. Jesus says of the bread, "This is my body," and he says of the cup, "This is my blood." When we as the church gather together, we gather together to have an encounter with the risen Lord, with the bodily Jesus raised from the dead, and we do this in the Eucharist. Moving on in the text, Jesus then shows his wounds that he received in the crucifixion. Again, this action is twofold. He shows them the wounds in order that they see that he has really been raised from the dead. His whole body has risen from the dead in the flesh, and he is alive. He is not just some special ghost or spirit. He is really with them, like you or I are with each other. But again, he shows them his wounds to show them something about themselves, to show them something about the church. We are Christ's body here on earth, and we will be beaten and bruised by the world, just as Jesus was beaten and bruised by the world. Jesus shows his disciples his wounds, and then he says to them, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Jesus shows the disciples his hands and his side, and then he sends them forward to continue his earthly mission. We as the church continue the mission of Jesus by being the body of Christ here on earth. We as the church are called to be the hands and feet of Jesus and continue his work here on earth. But Jesus' body is not perfect. It is bruised and it is beaten. It has holes in it. And Jesus is telling us, the church, that we can expect to suffer the same fate because we are participating in the mission that God the Father sent him on, and it is a dangerous mission. And perhaps Jesus is showing us of his body as the church that we are not perfect. It is beaten and bruised. It has some imperfections, just like us as the church. Jesus, while sending his disciples, breathes on them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Jesus breathing on them recalls our minds to God the Father, putting breath into us, his creation, when he molded us out of clay in Genesis. It also tells us something about Jesus. Jesus is God. He is not merely a man. He has the same power and the same authority as God the Father. Jesus is breathing on his disciples. He is breathing on them anew. They are the church. They are a new creation that with the Holy Spirit will undertake the new mission that Christ has called them to, and that is to continue on his work here on earth, for we are his body, his hands, and his feet. It is the same with the forgiving and retaining of sins, that odd section we read about. This was part of Jesus' mission when he was here on earth, and we as his hands and feet are called to carry on that mission. Jesus breathes on his disciples with the breath of life and releases them from their fear that they are living. And being released from the fear, they have the Holy Spirit, and they are now equipped and ready to do the work of Christ. Through our baptism, we are called to that same mission still today that Christ gave to his disciples as they were gathered together and encountered him. We are called to that mission, and we are called not to undertake it with fear, but rather to undertake it with confidence. We are called to go out into the world and to preach the risen Jesus. We are called to take care of the poor and the needy and the orphan and the widow. We are called, just as Jesus' disciples, to be his body on earth, even though it comes with risks and hardships. It is a hard mission. But we gain the confidence to undertake this mission for two reasons. First, we have the confidence to undertake this mission because we have the Spirit, who will guide and direct us and intercede for us to the Father. But we also have the confidence and ability to live out this mission of being Christ's body in the world because we gather. We gather week after week with the risen Christ and encounter the risen Christ, just as the disciples did from the very beginning. We gather week after week, and Christ comes to us in the Eucharist, and we are enabled and encouraged to undertake the mission that he has called us to. There is one more detail about the story of doubting Thomas that should not be passed by. Jesus comes to Thomas because he is not with the disciples when they first see Jesus and are commissioned to do his work and to be his hands and feet here on earth. So Jesus comes to Thomas to show him that he has indeed been raised from the dead. Jesus comes to Thomas and has an individual encounter with him so that he too would know the truth of the resurrection. What a gift Jesus gave to Thomas. He comes to him so that he may believe like the others. Thomas doesn't have to go to Jesus. Jesus goes to Thomas. Today in our sermon, we have talked about the importance of Christians meeting together, the importance of the Eucharist, the importance of living the Christian life together as the church with one another. These are all places where the risen Christ comes to us again and again as a community and as individuals to show us the truth of his resurrection. Jesus comes to us to show us his hands and his side And again, he does it because he loves us and wants us not to doubt, but come to believe. So my brothers and sisters, come to the altar. Gather together with Christ, and together we will leave this place, taking him out into the world, encouraged and enabled to do his work, to be the church, to be his body here on earth. People will not see him in the flesh as his disciples did, as Thomas did, but they will see us, his body, at work, bruised and beaten as we are. They will see all of us who have encountered the risen Christ, and our fervent prayer is and should always be that they come not to doubt, but believe. Amen.